Joseph, do we have any specimens of the common liebeck creeper?
We have two, sir.
It's difficult to cultivate, though. I'll take this one as well to be on the safe side. This could all be futile, of course.
Yes, you have said.
There's no record of these ever having been successfully transplanted anywhere.
I'm sure that if anybody can achieve such a feat, you can, Mr. Haas.
If I can't, I'll take very little solace from the knowledge that it might have been impossible.
It may not come to that.
No, it may not. Now, Stellium Foamgrass, do we have any...
Excuse me, sir, but there is a call for you from Minister Prem.
Put him through.
Haas?
Good morning, Prem.
Have you been in touch with the Braxiatel Collection?
Not since I was last in touch with you.
Our sources suggest that they made an agreement of cooperation with the Draconians.
The Draconians are an occupying force. The Collection has no interest in this war beyond seeing it concluded. There is no bias towards the Draconians or yourself. What was that?
A training exercise. What were you saying?
There is no bias towards either the Draconians or yourselves.
People have asked questions about your presence here, Haas.
My only interest is in seeing this war concluded.
What are you doing?
Collecting samples of your plant life for my botanical catalogue. Don't be alarmed, I do this everywhere I go.
Why?
Many reasons. Study, hybridization experiments, and just in case the plant becomes extinct.
We would like to speak with you again tomorrow morning. Does this seem possible?
Yes, but if you'll excuse me, I am rather busy right now.
But the best of integrity to you, Haas.
And to you.
I suggest you contact the Collection and inform them of the latest developments.
My dear Doggles, I am afraid I really don't understand what you are asking of me.
I just needed to put in a good word for me.
Forgive me. Yes?
There is a message from Haas for Irving Braxiatel.
Excuse me, Doggles. Play message.
Good afternoon. They've been talking for the past couple of days and they want to talk to me again tomorrow. It doesn't sound promising, but perhaps I'm just being pessimistic. I'll be working all day. Get in touch if there are any major developments I should know about.
Message ends.
Are you going to reply?
I will compose one later.
I'll send him my love. Anyway, as I was saying, I just need you to put in a good word for me with the Ambassador.
And what makes you think it's within my power to do that? He doesn't treat me any differently from anybody else.
Yes. Well, I think Bev might have had something to say about that, if she wasn't, you know, dead as a direct result of his actions.
I have no comment to make on that.
Oh, come on. This is the least you owe me after cutting me out of that business with the Cybermen. I was quite hurt by that, you know.
It's not a question of won't, it's a question of can't. I assure you, a good word from me has exactly the same value to him as a good word from, well, you. Brandy? Or would you prefer some scotch?
You see, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
What?
You've got a hotline to the Mimsphere, and now you still have scotch. They confiscated all my alcohol, and everybody else's, I thought. As far as I can tell, we don't have anything resembling a black market. Which is pathetic in itself. I tried to think how you coped under the Axis.
We had other things to think about. And you're lucky I know your history. Otherwise, I might not take a remark like that in such good humor.
Well, what's the point of suffering years of torture if you don't get to make dismissive remarks at the expense of those who suffered slightly less than you did?
Am I supposed to answer that?
I'd rather you told me how you got the scotch.
Maybe. And I don't suggest this out of any personal interest whatsoever, merely as a friendly bit of advice. You should consider what you have to offer. Information, perhaps, about certain people.
I don't know where she is. And you mean you don't either?
No, I don't. And it concerns me.
Well, I've got nothing else. Looks like I'll just have to settle for drinking your scotch.
Doggles, leave. Braxiatel, I need you to tell me something.
Ambassador Kotha, I'm not going to demand that you knock on my door before entering, but could I at least request it?
No.
I did tell you.
Well, I apologize for my skepticism.
You appear to still be here.
I'm going. I just wanted to finish my my health tonic. Oh, wow. Well, come on.
I'm rapidly losing patience with him.
He hasn't had pleasant experiences with military authority. And isn't your government still paying reparations to his over the war crimes hearing?
The war crimes happened in the reign of the 34th Emperor more than a century ago.
I appreciate he's milking it a tad, but I wouldn't recommend taking any action against him. So, what do you need to know?
Bernice Summerfield, tell me where she is.
Still negotiating for his release, but I don't hold out much hope. At least, not while hostilities continue. If he's lucky, he'll be... Bernice? Are you listening?
Hmm?
Well, I'm trying to tell you about Adrian. What are you looking at?
They're trooping again, in the courtyard.
Oh, yes. They do it every day.
And I watch them every day. Formation seems different today, though. The pace seems slower. I wonder why.
I'm sorry. Is this more interesting to you than what's happening to Adrian?
Oh, you'll sort something out for Adrian.
I'm not sure I will, and I'm not sure that I want to. It might be expedient at this stage to, well, distance ourselves from him.
What? You said you...
I said what I said before. He did what he did.
You can hardly blame him, what with losing Bev and how the Draconians
Who
treated
else
her.
Who else am I supposed to blame? We had an agreement not to get involved. The Draconians have... hardly treated us badly so far?
They've hardly treated you badly. Irving Braxitel, that kickback kid.
Now that's grossly unfair!
Is it? I can't remember the last time things didn't somehow work out to your benefit.
You think the collection being used as a draconian barracks on the front line of an imminent war is to my benefit?
I'm not sure. Maybe I'm going a bit stir-crazy in here, but I'm convinced you've got an angle on this war.
What? I don't have to sit here and listen to this.
Well spotted. Now bugger off.
Adrian's beyond my help. For his sake, I hope this isn't a long war. I'm sorry.
Is Professor Summerfield in her rooms?
Oh, she most certainly is. Don't get too close. She bites. And that's the last time I saw her. I went back that afternoon to apologize, but she'd gone.
Where did she go?
I don't know, and if anybody else knows, they're certainly not telling me. I sense that you don't believe me, Ambassador.
How can you not know?
I could ask you the same question. You're in control here, not me. When I discovered she wasn't at home, I assumed you'd had her and her son escorted away.
She has not been in her rooms for 5 days. It's impossible for her to have left the planetoid. If you really know nothing about her disappearance, I find it highly suspicious that you failed to raise the issue with me. She is an important member of your staff, I understand.
Not my staff. I hold no position here. But Bernice is the head of archaeology.
Oh, if you had more respect for your past, you wouldn't need to employ people to dig it back up again centuries later. And the fact that you consider it appropriate for her to carry out such work speaks volumes.
I'd really rather not have that argument again. Or if at least, if we must, I'd appreciate it if we could just skip to the part where you hold your sword to my throat and I agree with what you say. Why... this sudden interest in Bernice?
One of my men was found dead on the day that Summerfield disappeared. I have reason to believe she was involved.
In what way?
I'm not ready to disclose that yet. This is a very sensitive issue, which is why I've assumed personal responsibility for the investigation.
Well, I find it unlikely in any case.
Here they are, bang on time.
Actually, they're about half an hour early.
Do you mean the red carpet isn't back from the dry cleaners yet?
I don't have any choice in this.
I know. All the alternatives are horrendously unappealing. I just feel we should be putting up some kind of token resistance on principle.
Remember what happened last time? I just want us to be able to return to normal once they've gone.
If they go. They seem quite keen to keep hold of the place, what with installing their own head of state. I mean, it's probably just a symbolic position, but...
Actually, I'm afraid it isn't. I've just talked to Kothar. He's got a mandate to command the troops, and he's enforcing draconian law with a capital D, which actually isn't as bad as with a lowercase d.
It's still not brilliant. Especially not for me. Does this mean I won't be able to leave my room without an escort?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Oh, don't worry. I doubt it'll be for long. This will all blow over, you know.
It's already blown a few thousand people with it.
Benice, tell me. Are you going to make trouble?
The last time someone warned me not to make trouble, his city blew up. Anyway, why on earth would I tell you?
So you could rebel against me when I tell you not to.
Is that how you think our dynamic works? No thanks. I saw what happened to your daughter. You make King Lear look like a model of good parenting.
Bernice, are you going to make trouble?
No, I'm not going to make trouble.
Really?
Really. You're right. Let's not stir things up. Maybe Hass can sort something out, or something.
And you believed her?
I had no reason not to.
Less than conclusive.
Well, I admit, Benice and I haven't been seeing eye to eye recently.
You've been disagreeing over the collection's involvement in the war?
No. It goes back to before the war. The war is incidental, really.
Incidental? Your attempts to play down recent events are quite absurd.
Oh, I know you don't believe that what transpires between Benice and myself is far more important than you and your army and your little war. But one day the truth of it may become obvious to you, and I'd just like to prepare you for that moment.
I've never pretended to have a sense of humor, and I'm not about to start for your benefit.
Well, maybe it's one of those jokes that you don't get until you're on your way home.
Are you trying to hint that I should leave?
Oh, not at all. Just a figure of speech. But as I was saying, my disagreement with Benice is down to other personal matters.
Explain them.
Oh, they really won't be of any interest to you, but... Well, a large part of it is to do with my treatment of her husband.
He said that? Those exact words?
Yes.
I'm going to buy a little trophy, have Understatement of the Year engraved on it, and present it to him. In fact, I'm going to present it right up his...
What was he referring to?
Oh, just the bastard tried to have me turned into a Cyberman.
Why?
It was convenient. If you cut him in half, he'd have the word bastard written right through him like a stick of rock. How did my name crop up in conversation anyway? I can't imagine he drops my name all that often, given that he's a close personal friend of absolutely bloody everybody in the history of everything.
I'm looking for Bernice Summerfield.
What, you mean you haven't got her? We all figured you'd had her dragged off, like Adrian.
Why would we have done that? Was she involved in the resistance?
Oh, resistance, my arse. There was barely ever a resistance. You just want there to be one because you're twiddling your thumbs waiting for the war to start.
Mr. Wall seems to have other ideas. On my way here, I was informed that he had escaped from custody. It's likely that someone helped him.
You mean Benny? Well, she's not involved. The resistance was just a few friends and relatives of people you massacred the other week. Plus a handful of psychos and racists who wanted an excuse to beat up on some dragons.
Please, don't use that term.
What, dragons? Oh, sorry. I kind of meant it in inverted commas.
Even so?
Maybe you should start using it yourselves and, like, reclaim it. Like when you see one of your mates, you could go, yo, a dragon. No?
I have strong evidence to suggest that Summerfield was involved in the death of one of my men. If you won't tell me where she is, tell me more about her.
I'm not telling you anything. You can torture me all you like. And stuff.
Very well, I respect your wishes.
You do?
What passes between you and your wife is a private matter. I won't insist that you talk about her.
Oh, cheers.
Yes. It's no business of mine if you are pathetically subordinate to your wife and command no respect from her whatsoever. The matrimonial bond remains sacrosanct.
Wow, thanks.
If you change your mind, please contact me.
I won't.
Do you wish to return to our lodgings, sir?
No, Joseph. There's an island to the south where several varieties of fir leaf are supposed to grow. Take us there.
Are you sure? You appear to be extremely tired.
Appearances are not deceptive. I am extremely tired. But I don't know how much time I have.
Why don't you rest? If you supply me with the data, I can continue on your behalf.
No. The plant life here is very delicate. It needs to be handled by somebody with my experience. No disrespect.
No offense, Peter. But I strongly recommend that you rest, sir.
Thank you for your recommendation, but you are not here to tell me what to do.
No, but I am.
Where did they come from?
They are using a police call signal. We should probably comply with their request.
What do you want?
We will take you into custody on the orders of the Overseer. The state declares you potential enemies.
I knew I should never have taken this job.
Get over here.
Look, I've done the best I could.
I don't care. Get your trousers off.
What?
I'm throwing in the towel. It's too much like hard work not to join in the fun. Do you want me or not?
Well, yeah. All right, I guess. Won't Jason mind, though?
Oh, no, I know he'd understand. In fact...
Goggles, how is this relevant?
Relevant to what?
My investigation.
Well, I thought it might enlighten your impression of, no, actually, it isn't relevant at all. I just love telling that story.
Then you're wasting my time.
Not at all. I think it's well worth hearing. Scotch?
You aren't supposed to have that. Alcohol is prohibited.
But Braxtel said you changed your mind about that. It was him who sent me this. You know, I have to say I was surprised, but I didn't really question it.
He was mistaken.
Oops. Are you going to take this off me?
No, keep it. Just tell me about Summerfield.
Right. Bennett. You would, wouldn't you?
I would. Would what?
Shagger. If the opportunity presented itself.
You know my opinion of Summerfield. You are simply trying to start an argument for its own sake.
I just find your opinion weird. I don't quite believe that you really believe it.
It's based in medical fact. Strenuous mental and physical activity creates stress which is not conducive to childbearing. And not only during pregnancy, it can cause poor disposition beforehand as well. Giving women a few simple guidelines for behavior means that children are stronger and healthier as a result.
Simple guidelines such as don't do anything ever.
Don't exaggerate.
Even if that's true for draconian females, I'm not convinced. It doesn't make it true for all other species.
You don't appreciate the societal benefits or the fulfillment which our females find in their more focused lives once they are turned to it.
And that's your idea of respect?
Yes, it is.
No wonder you don't understand Benny. Or Fancier.
What was that?
What was what?
I heard somebody laugh.
Must have come through from next door. These walls are thin. You know, I've asked if I can have beds or rooms, but estates are being all maudlin about clearing them out.
Doggles, can you actually be of any help?
Well, perhaps if you were more specific about...
Yes. Good. Award the man who caught him the daily honours.
Good news.
We've recaptured Wall.
Oh. I didn't know he was out.
We didn't make any major effort to broadcast the fact. This is more important than you, Doggles, but I shall speak with you again later.
Who are you?
My name is Lude. I work for the administration.
I'd like to see Minister Prem.
I'm sure you would, but I couldn't bring him to you if I wanted to. Minister Prem himself has come under investigation.
I've been in here for hours and nobody has told me why. I shouldn't be treated this way. Prem granted me diplomatic immunity.
And that decision was what caused him to come under investigation. Others have asked questions about your presence here.
I'm aware of that. Prem told me that himself.
Well, since your last contact with him, the questions have become bigger.
What do you mean?
Yesterday, our defensive observation outpost in the deep atmosphere of the planet Mica was attacked and destroyed. The attacker tracked it out of position and plunged it into Micah's sun.
I think that was probably the Draconians.
Of course it was. The Draconians claimed responsibility immediately. But the existence of the outpost was a well-kept secret for a very long time. The Draconians attacked from a distance and must have known its precise location.
Were there many deaths?
47.
I'm sorry to hear that. But you think I told the Draconians where the outpost was?
Yes.
Why me?
Doesn't that seem obvious?
Because I'm an off-worlder.
Hardly.
I don't agree with your reasoning, but even so, I'm not the only off-worlder on the Mimsphere.
And we have detained others. But we regard you as our main suspect.
I came here to help negotiate a peace.
You've been trying to convince us to capitulate to the Draconians. They are the aggressors. They've killed their own people as well as ours. You can't apply neutrality here.
Please! All I want is for this war to end. You clearly don't understand the consequences.
Do you mean that as a threat?
No, no. Not at all.
Is he conscious?
He's been drifting.
Yes, I'm conscious.
Do you have the recording?
Yes, Kothar.
Gaston, stand by the door. Nobody is to enter. Don't think of trying to escape. Any direct challenge on me will be sufficient reason for Gaston here to kill you.
Having a reason doesn't guarantee that he'll be able to follow through on it.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Wall. You don't have to cooperate, but it would be better for everybody if you dropped this course of action.
I don't care what's better for everybody.
I see. Well, I'm sure your son will be very understanding about the fact that you don't care.
Are you threatening my son?
Yes. I'd rather not. I don't find it a very tasteful or dignified way of going about my business, and my family would be horrified if they knew I was doing it. But I need you to cooperate, and you aren't.
What are you going to do to him?
I haven't decided, but I'm sure you can imagine some unappealing possibilities.
What do you want to know?
Bernice Summerfield visited you in jail.
Yes.
I have a recording of your meeting here. Play Wall Oblique Summerfield, date 112.5.
Adrian.
Bernice.
What happened?
No physical contact.
Didn't you hear?
Only that you've been arrested. I'm not allowed to know anything, you see. Couldn't you leave us alone?
I can, but be aware that you're being monitored.
What happened?
I was with some people. We were planning. I can't say too much. We were moving for the Draconians to leave.
What people?
I can't say too much.
Are you involved in some kind of resistance operation?
I can't answer that.
I heard it was a demonstration of some kind against the Draconians' presence here.
Yeah, you could call it a demonstration. They found us at the ambassador's offices. They found weapons on some of us and explosives. Some people were killed. Some of ours. Some innocent bystanders. Some of the Draconians, too.
The Draconians? It wasn't... Did you kill any of them?
No.
The people you were with, you didn't know they were willing to kill, did you?
I can't answer that.
Adrian, you didn't...
Don't ask me anymore. Just remember what the Draconians did. They killed Bev. They killed thousands as a result of this war. Some of them were their own. They deserve nothing but our contempt.
And you don't mind them hearing that?
I said it to them already.
They might kill you. I know you're upset about Bev,
upset.
But...
Upset? They tormented her and left her to die as a power game. You can't defend...
I'm not trying to defend them. I just don't want anyone else to die. I fought in a war alongside the Draconians,
so
and I...
that's why you're taking this
side. Shut up and let me finish. I had friends who died to save the lives of Draconian soldiers. I nearly died. And for them to march in here and treat me like a second-class citizen while they go off and commit murder, well, it's a little galling to say the least. I know you're suffering more than most, but you're not the only one who's suffering.
Then why aren't you doing anything about it?
Maybe I am trying to do something about it.
Stop playback. And what did she mean by that?
I don't know. She didn't say.
You have a history, you two. She is the mother of your child.
Yes.
You make poor choices of partner.
No, don't say that. You'll only make him angry.
Oh, stop playback.
Don't even talk about Bev. Or Benny.
Oh, thanks. Glad I was in there somewhere. If only it was an afterthought.
Stop playback.
You don't know them, either of them.
Actually, that's not strictly true. You should ask him about that sometime.
Oh, Gaston!
Yes, Kothar?
The player is malfunctioning.
In what way?
Well, it just turned itself back on. Didn't you hear it?
No.
Oh, it's probably the recognition software. Have it sent for repair.
Yes, Kothar.
Now, Ball, I remind you of your son. What did Summerfield mean?
I don't know. She didn't say.
Speculate. You knew her well.
I don't know. She might have meant anything. She might have just meant that she was going to try and pull some strings on my behalf.
But you hoped for more. Was she involved in your escape today?
No. Nobody helped me. I'm Simbernis since that conversation.
You sound disappointed.
What do you mean?
You want to believe she's fighting on your side, don't you? You want her to share your ideals. You wish she had played some part in your escape.
No,
You want to tell me it's true, so why don't you tell me she's involved?
She's done it before. You should be afraid of her. She could bring you down, and I hope I get to see it.
Oh, really?
Yes. If she's out there and she wants to do it, she will.
That's very interesting. Thank you.
Can I see my son?
I'm afraid not.
Please.
We don't have him. I assume he's with Summerfield. My apologies for the deception. I felt it was necessary.
You utter bastard.
Justin!
Experience interacting with machines such as yourself. I take it that you operate along more logical lines than your colleague. Is that fair?
It is. But I should stress that your accusations are erroneous. We had no involvement in the destruction of your outpost and regret that the incident has occurred. It makes our task here that much more difficult.
Your task?
Merely what we stated when we arrived. To facilitate a peace agreement between the Draconians and the Mim. The Praxitel Collection craves only stability and harmony. We wish to see this war ended, and we do not wish to see any further death, destruction, or oppression.
Hass came here due to his links with certain our people. What purpose do you serve?
I am assisting Mr. Hass.
You seem like a strange choice for the role. You work as a porter at the Praxitel Collection, is that correct?
Yes. In that capacity, I am required to deal with a vast array of different personalities and species. My diplomatic programming is the most advanced of any droid on the collection.
But you have been in the service of Irving Braxiatel for many years.
Yes.
The Draconians appear to have Braxiatel under their control, and you are under Braxiatel's control.
That is not the case at all. I act wholly independently.
We shall see. I suggest you submit to the dismantling process. Do not attempt to erase any of your data. Everything we need will be retrieved.
I'm a battler. Finished beating up on Adrian, then?
No.
No, you weren't beating up on him, or no, you haven't finished?
He and I were merely talking. Violence wasn't necessary. Well, largely unnecessary. Doggles, you seem to be under the impression that you have some kind of immunity. You don't.
And yet, somehow, I'm not afraid. How funny.
God, you can be a knob sometimes.
Doggles, did you hear that?
Hear what?
Well, obviously he didn't. Why on earth would he be able to hear me?
Oh, nothing. Have you given any further thought to our earlier conversation?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have. I didn't want to mention this before because I didn't think you'd be very sympathetic, but it probably won't make much difference now. Oh, Benny, are you all right?
Hmm? Oh, I'm fine.
I just saw one of the Draconians leaving.
His name's Otlin.
Oh, you seem upset. Did he threaten you?
No.
Are you sure? Well, you do seem upset.
Oh, you've picked an odd moment to suddenly develop some emotional sensitivity. I'm fine.
He didn't, Oh, well, I'd take advantage of it, did he?
Oh, no, Doggles. Could you just leave it, please?
Why won't you tell me? You shouldn't be afraid of them.
I'm not.
Oh, that's it. I'm going after him.
Oh, stop being such a hero. You've no idea what's going on. Doggles? Oh, Doggles!
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm trying to save you from your own twattery.
If the Draconians see you out here, you'll get lynched.
That's true. So why don't we go back inside? Both of us.
I never did find out what it was about, but he was the one who died, wasn't he?
You suspected that Otlin had indecently assaulted her?
That might explain some things.
Yeah, I know you're going to say that one of your men would never do such a thing.
You should have come to me with this at the time.
I didn't want to get her into trouble. I mean, obviously you'd have sided with your man.
I'm insulted that you think so. If your suspicion is borne out by any evidence I might find, Otlin will be given a posthumous dishonorable discharge, and his parents will be investigated accordingly.
Wow, you don't do things by halves.
Seriously?
I won't tolerate such behavior. If it's true, it tars us all.
Well, I'm sorry I misjudged you.
Doggles, if...
Bloody hell!
Report. I'll join you shortly.
Well, that was a big bang. What was it?
One of our shuttles just exploded on the ground.
It singed all the grass. It has to be livid when he gets back.
You seem very calm, Doggles, almost as if you were expecting that.
Yeah, well, you seem very calm too.
It's my job to remain calm.
Right. It's more of a hobby with me.
We'll continue this later.
You think I blew up that shuttle, don't you? Well, not me, but the real me. Oh, stop pretending you can't hear me.
I am not pretending. I simply have nothing to say to you.
That's rather rude. I know I'm only a figment of your imagination.
My imagination? Why would I imagine you?
I don't know. But it's very flattering that you went to all the effort. Very thorough. You'd almost think I was the real thing.
Oh, this is clearly some sort of trick. Did you blow up the shuttle?
Why are you asking me? I don't know any more about it than you. But I do know everything you know, what with being inside your head. That's how I know you're not doing very well, trying to find me.
What do you mean?
Well, you know it yourself. You're not getting very far. Well, maybe you should try being more honest. If you want them to be more honest with you.
I'm not ready to reveal everything yet.
Well, see yourself. Are you going to tell Braxiatel about the attack on the Mim outpost?
Oh, I'm sure he knows already.
Tricky, though, isn't it? You can never be sure how much he knows. You really should teach a class. Inscrutability 101.
You've missed a bit! Over there! Yes, 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 I think you've got it now.
What do you know about this Braxiatel?
A shuttle blew up.
They pulled one of your men out from the wreckage. The lawn is ruined.
Nothing else.
If I knew, I'd tell you. Whoever did this was grossly responsible. Even if they were targeting Draconians, our own people could have been hurt.
Is it possible that Summerfield was involved?
Anything's possible.
What, you bastard!
Be quiet.
What?
Sorry, I'll shut up for a minute.
How likely do you think it is that Summerfield was involved?
Oh, unlikely. It doesn't seem like her style. Although...
I'm all out of milk. Is green tea all right?
Yes, that's fine.
I don't suppose you could sort me out with some milk, could you? And I don't mean that dehydrated stuff. I've got loads of that, but I'm opposed to it on general pro... Oh.
Bernice, what is this?
I... Oh, well, it's a gun, obviously. Where did you find it?
Under your sofa. What was it doing under there?
More to the point, what were you doing under there?
I dropped a cufflink. Now, don't avoid the question.
I've never seen it before in my life.
Bernice.
Not one of the Draconians must have left it behind. They're in and out of here all the time.
Do you realise how ridiculous that sounds?
Yeah, I do.
You know what they'll do if they find this in here? Do you have any idea how they will react to a woman with a gun?
It's just for protection.
You protecting yourself is the last thing they want. Where and how did you get this? Did Adrian get you this?
No, I haven't seen him in days. Why is Adrian...
Don't worry about Adrian. I'm keeping him out of trouble. He's under control.
Really?
Where did you get this?
I can't tell you. It does only make everything worse.
All right, I won't ask. Just let me take it away and I'll contrive some explanation as to where it came from.
I don't want you to.
It's either that or I leave it here and report it. Which is it to be?
I returned it anonymously in the end.
Why didn't you tell me about this earlier?
Because I believed her. I thought the gun was for protection.
But now you're less sure.
No. I still don't think she's involved in this. Not in this.
Then where is she?
He doesn't know.
I don't know.
And he's not pretending.
No.
Look at how he's looking into the middle distance with a little half smile. He wants you to think he's pretending. That he's got something over on you. But he's not. He really doesn't know.
Do let me know if there's anything else you need.
Pass. You will find out the truth. Your colleague, the machine, is being dismantled. What intensity are you using?
65%.
Increase by 5% and hone in on his paranoia centers.
Yes,
dude. It would be more effective if we could remove his presences. How long can he survive without it? Under no circumstances remove the suit.
It's for our protection, not his. Members of his species generate large amounts of radiation. The suit contains and neutralizes it.
Radiation? How much?
It's widely thought that he could poison everyone in this room in a matter of seconds. Do you find the idea amusing?
No, it isn't that.
If your machine contains any pertinent facts which we may discover, perhaps you'd like to tell us them now.
There are a great many facts in Joseph, more than I know. But you will find what you're looking for. Look, you're wasting very valuable time with this.
We have wasted no time at all. Our retaliation against the Draconians is already underway. We will make a declaration of war within hours.
The retaliation is futile. Don't you see I'm trying to save you all?
You know what they're planning?
What they're planning is obvious. You've already seen what they're capable of. Please, let me help you to settle this peacefully.
The negotiations are over. They were a ruse you invented to gain access to the sphere.
You've made it all very simple, haven't you? Simpler than you know.
Pardee at the office, dear.
Leave me alone.
Oh, you got mail. What is it?
They've taken the statement of the man who was in the shuttle. Play.
I don't know how she got inside.
Who?
Summerfield. I asked what she was doing, ordered her outside. She refused to go. She kept talking threateningly. I shot at her and missed. I don't remember anything after that.
Was she inside the shuttle when it exploded?
I don't know. I think so.
Stop. Playback.
Well, that's interesting. So I could well be dead, then.
You're not dead. No other bodies were found.
Ah, that's a shame. If I'd have been dead, then you could have reasoned that I was a ghost.
Are you?
Sorry. No. Still a figment of your imagination. You should probably rest. Seeing me is probably a sign that you're working too hard. You're becoming obsessed.
What, obsessed with you?
Well, yes. Yeah, I've been thinking and talking about me all day. If there's anything else you're obsessed with, you've let it slide a bit.
I am not obsessed with you. I'm just trying to do my job.
This isn't your job. Your job is signing things and smoothing things over and observing protocol. What if your officers could be doing all the legwork?
This is an important issue of policy.
Well, I hope it's important enough to be worth going mad over. You do realise that's probably what's happening to you?
There is no such thing.
Oh, of course not. Insanity is all in the mind, isn't it? And ghosts are much more sensible and rational.
We don't suffer from mental illness.
So you'll talk to me, but you won't admit it to anybody because it's a weakness and you don't admit to those, yes?
I'm not going mad, I'm just...
They're frustrated! I know. I'm flattered that you want to find me so badly. Do you think I'm really like this, by the way?
I see, it was I remember you.
Well, yes, but face it, you don't really know me that well. I mean, I didn't even really register that much with you before I disappeared, did I?
What's your point?
Well, what are you basing me on, if not your own experience? I wonder whether I'm not some kind of fantasy figure.
If you are, then why are you taunting me?
Maybe you like that sort of thing. I can do some more if you want.
Yes.
There's a situation developing down here, Guthar.
Can't your commanding officer deal with it?
He's the one causing the situation, sir.
Oh, I'll be down there directly.
One of the officers.
I know, I couldn't believe it either. He was screaming and lashing out.
Why?
Nobody knows. I'm sure I heard him mention Benny. But then more of them piled in.
How many?
50 at least. Well, when I left, Guthar had arrived and was splitting them up. Well, they've all been acting oddly, though. Sort of, distracted.
And you came here just to tell me this?
I thought you might like to hear about the anarchy. How are you?
I'm afraid they might be planning to make an example of me when I've recovered. Has Kothar asked you about Bernice?
Yeah, a couple of times. He's wasting his time, though. I don't know anything.
I wish I was out there with her. He obviously thinks she's a threat.
A major threat? But since the stories started going round, the Draconians seem really spooked.
I'm worried about what they'll do when they find her.
Oh, Benny can look after herself.
Gaston, have the details of the miscreants' punishment circulated to all the troops? I don't want any further incidents. And do what you can to counter the story within the ranks. I don't want it to spread.
Yes, Kothar.
And try to break down this Summerfield myth.
Brilliant! Barney Summerfield, the woman, the myth, the legend.
I can't understand why it's causing all this panic and friction. Do they know something I don't? Gaston?
I'm sorry, I...
Are you listening, Gaston?
I'm sorry. I don't seem to be able to concentrate.
What's the matter?
What? Sorry, I didn't...
Didn't what? Report to the medical unit, Gaston, and pass my orders on to someone competent enough to carry them out.
Yes, Kothar.
That was a bit harsh, wasn't it? Not as if you're fit as a fiddle.
I need to set an example.
Well, you're going mad. So are they. You're doing well.
Why isn't it making them rally round? The psychology of the situation, it makes no sense.
Maybe your army's just a bit rubbish.
If I find you, I can stop this. I can show them you're nothing to be afraid of. Your husband...
What about my ex-husband?
He said he didn't know where you were or what you were doing.
And you didn't believe him, though, did you? Why not?
Well, it would be typical of him. He plays the part of an unimportant man, but it's a strategy.
So what are you going to do? Torture him?
No. I meant what I said. It would be morally wrong to extort the information from him. I need to give him something at least as valuable.
Well, there isn't anything, surely. He loves me.
Yes, but who does he hate?
Yes.
Doggles? He doesn't hate Doggles.
I know.
What?
I need to talk to you.
Well, I don't have anything else you'll want to hear, Kether.
It isn't about Summerfield this time.
What then?
I'd like you to tell me about Irving Braxiatel.
I thought you were still being questioned.
No. Obviously my interrogators got bored more quickly than you. What's he said?
Nothing.
Well then, are you satisfied?
Not really.
You're going to have to be. The team who dismantled the machine have found nothing whatsoever pertaining to the outpost. There's no evidence that Haas or his colleague were responsible.
The leak must have come from somewhere.
Lewd, we have to stop this. All it will do is to isolate our friends we have left. Nobody wants to get involved in our war, but we can at least hope for support if we win.
You won't win.
The Draconians have underestimated us.
What do we do with him?
We let him go. Haas, I'm sorry.
These things happen in wars. That's why I prefer it when wars don't happen.
Nevertheless, I am sorry.
I'm sorry too.
The best of integrity to you, Haas.
Sir Bennett brought him back here as he was the only one who could rectify it. But I think that was just part of his plan all along.
This is unbelievable.
I don't know all of it, and I don't have much in the way of proof, but it's all as true as I know. I had my eye on him, and I've got my suspicion about what he's been up to.
How much control does he have?
Hard to tell. At times he might pretend he's got more control than he has, at times he might pretend less.
Yes, that's what she said.
Who?
Oh, sorry, I meant to say that's my impression of him generally. But how do you know anything's happening at all?
I felt some of the changes. I still get that sometimes after what the Axis did to me. I'm quite painful, I don't know if he knows. I know, partly because I lose track of all the permutations.
This makes sense of some things, thank you.
Why do you need to know?
Lad, it eventually occurred to you to ask that.
You don't need to know why I need to know.
And it's getting confusing again.
You'll get what you want.
Oh, I never guessed you wanted that.
Well, I suppose that's fair.
Look, please, could you both not...
Suppose not what?
Ooh, he's onto you.
No, he isn't.
Isn't what?
Oops.
I found out something else that might interest you. And you can have this one for free. A friend of mine who's a chemist dropped by for a drink earlier. He tasted something odd in that scotch and took it away for a few tests. Have you ever heard of the Harvey virus?
No.
It's a smart virus that causes you to hallucinate. It could be programmed very specifically to target certain species and make you hallucinate certain things. Or people.
Oh!
Now that scotch I had was full of it. So was I. But it was completely dormant. It wasn't programmed to affect me. Now whoever put it in there, and I'll leave you to speculate who that might have been, their intention was clearly that I should pass it on to you and your troops. At a wild guess, they wanted you all to become dangerously obsessed with Benny whilst also doubting your sanity.
Well, that's good news, isn't it? You're not going mad after all.
Quiet.
You can see her, can't you?
Yes. Well, she comes and goes, but right now I can see her.
Ah, hello! Imaginary Benny!
No, she isn't over there. She's sitting on your desk.
Really? How coquettish of her. Tell me, what's she wearing?
Doggles, let's never speak of this.
Never mind. I'm sure I'll wear off. Eventually.
Could you pass my pinking shears, please, Joseph?
Certainly. There is a message for you from Irving Braxiatel, sir.
Is he telling me to abandon the mission and come home?
No. He is demanding to know why you have not been in touch.
Then I'm not interested.
What should I tell him?
Nothing. Pretend you're still malfunctioning after what the men did to you.
Very well. As a matter of fact, that is not entirely untrue. Their repair work was somewhat amateurish.
Yes, I'm sorry you had to go through that. But I still want to give them time to reconsider.
And to finish collecting your samples, sir?
Well, yes, that too.
Oh, you. What? You're not just barging in now?
I have information that may interest you.
Don't tell me you found out what football teams the Beatles supported. I've wanted to know that for years.
No. That isn't it. But I hope it may make you more amenable to discussing your wife with me.
I told you I'm not telling you anything about Benny.
Mr. Kane, the longer she remains at liberty, the worse she is making matters for herself. It's increasingly obvious that she is orchestrating acts of aggression against us.
But she isn't.
The evidence suggests otherwise. Unless someone can prove to us that Summerfield is not responsible, we will be forced to launch an aggressive campaign to eliminate her.
What would you know that I'd want that much?
It's about Braxiatel.
What about him?
Well, if you want the information, I'll give it to you. But if you try to use it without giving me what I want in return, just know that it's within my power to enact a cover-up that will render the information useless.
What'll happen to Benny if I take you to her?
If there's a crime involved, we'll prosecute.
Will you be more lenient if I take you to her now?
Perhaps.
You won't kill her? Promise you won't kill her?
Oh, very well.
Let me see it. What is this?
It's a list of the victims of our attack on the Stonehauser medical facility.
Oh, right.
The version released publicly had been edited for security purposes. If the draconian public knew how many children had died, we would lose a great deal of support for the present campaign.
Yeah, people can be really funny about that sort of thing.
Obviously, we deeply regret what happened, but the public often fail to recognize when something is necessary. Read the list. I've highlighted a particular name.
This is for real.
I have no reason to deceive you. In fact, we also have the body. It was when we were preparing to hand over the dead to the human authorities and checking them against your own registers that we realized the discrepancy.
Could I get...
Yeah, I could indeed arrange for the body to be signed over to you.
I'll take you to her. But only you. Nobody else.
Sir?
Yes?
I'm sorry.
Bad news.
An announcement has just been made by the MIM government. They have rejected any overtures of peace.
No turning back.
No. They were unequivocal about that.
Then you'd better put up your radiation shields, Joseph.
I will do so immediately, sir. Have you accumulated enough for your purpose?
My neutralizer's been disabled for weeks. It's more than enough.
I've ordered these tunnels to be searched twice. If she were down here, she would have been found.
I'm sure she would have, but are you sure you would have been told about it?
What do you mean?
You're very sensible to do this investigation yourself.
What is it, Gaston? I'm busy. What does that mean? Are they preparing an attack? Well, contact me again when you do know.
What was that about?
Contact has been lost with the Mimsphere.
That sounds ominous.
No, it's probably just...
We're here.
What is this?
Just a storage bay. Look, I'm going to unlock this door for you, but then I'm off. Benny's not going to be happy, and I prefer to face the music another time.
You are a coward, Mr. Kane.
No, I'm just saving up my courage. I'm going to need it later. Good luck, and thanks for the info.
You also have my thanks. Summerfield? Summerfield!
What are you doing, Ven? It's me! Stand down at once!
Ven, leave him!
No, kill him! He's old, you can beat him!
Peter, shush!
I was only trying to protect you.
I know, but I don't think he's here to kill me. At least not yet. Are you?
No!
There you go. Could you wait outside? Take Peter, look after him. I'll let out a blood-curdling scream if I need you.
Treat her with respect.
Where are we going?
There. I'll have no fighting in my classroom.
Classroom?
Yes.
But you've been teaching my troops?
Not all of them, just a few.
Why?
They asked me to.
Well, I didn't realize it had gone this far. How many have you been teaching?
10, 12 maybe. Not all at the same time. How far did you think it had gone?
Oh, I hoped it had ended with Otlin. Obviously not.
I was sorry to hear about him. I got to know him quite well when he was on guard duty. He wanted to know about my work, and we'd talk. He told me about his family, being forced into the army. It was so awful.
And he told others?
Yes. He was very careful about who. They all seemed to know each other. They came to me whenever they could, and Ven gave me a gun to protect myself. When Otlin died, Ven said you'd blame me if you found out, so he snapped me down here. He and the others have been running interference, making sure you didn't find out. That's all I've been doing. I've been down here the whole time.
Otlin's death was your fault.
It wasn't my fault. He was made to feel ashamed. How did you know he had anything to do with me anyway? I thought we covered that up pretty well.
Your book was found in his rooms.
Oh, I told him not to take that.
We know he was reading it. There were notes in the margin in his handwriting.
Did he seem to be enjoying it?
He killed himself.
I suppose that's not a ringing endorsement.
On the contrary, I think he was very engaged. Had he found no value in it, the only shame would be in having wasted his time. You don't seem to understand how serious this is.
Hang on. I thought you reckoned I was the figurehead of the resistance, blowing up the shuttles and stuff. The way you're talking, you'd think what I'd been doing was worse.
Resistance is to be expected and can easily be countered, but this sort of ideological pollution is more dangerous. On Draconia, we respect females who forswear labor and learning and dedicate themselves to their children, including those as yet unborn. It's the cornerstone of our strength, and you are trying to undermine it.
They came to me.
Those men have a weakness, and it will be stamped out.
Weakness?
You don't understand. They're fascinated by you. Not what you have to say. It's just curiosity and something exotic. There are no females like you on Draconia.
I don't care why they come. If they come to me, I'll teach them all the same.
They will return home longing for something they cannot have.
Only because you won't let them have it. Because you've got a load of rules based on a dodgy but convenient medical argument. I once had comrades and friends who were Draconians. True friends. I know they didn't think of me this way. There was even one who...
Oh, this is irrelevant. I am putting you under martial arrest for interference in the course of military duty.
Is that serious?
We are at war. Few things can be more serious.
Summerfield, you have a visitor.
No, you.
You were hoping I was Jason?
Yes. In fact, I'd already got as far as deciding which side of his face to slap.
No, really? Right or left?
Left. I'm quicker with my right hand. Less time for him to duck. I'd slap you, but you'd probably enjoy it.
May I sit down?
Might as well. So you know he still hasn't come to see me yet. Have you spoken to him?
Only a little.
I've been in here 3 days, you know. Does he really think I'll be less angry as time goes on?
I don't know. Nobody's seen much of him. Peter is asking after you, though.
How is he?
He's all right. But why did you take him with you? You could have left him with one of us.
I didn't want them using him as leverage to find me. He was safer down there. I still don't understand why Jason did it.
I'm sure he had his reasons. I don't think you realize just how much the Draconians are out to get you. If you'd put your head above ground, there's every chance they'd have shot it off and asked questions later.
I was fine where I was. In fact, I was quite happy. I was getting to teach. I was just thinking how nice it was to be doing something constructive. Turns out Kothar thinks it was the most destructive thing I could have done. I'm in trouble, you know. Quite serious trouble.
We're doing everything we can to get you out of here. We think we can work on them to...
Release this woman. Orders of the ambassador.
Oh.
Oh.
Not to look a gift horse in the mouth, but why?
We've just received a report from our advanced guard. It's over.
Would you care for some brandy, Ambassador?
You know very well that I don't drink.
Oh, of course. I'm so sorry. With all the excitement, I quite forgot. Liberation does go to one's head. So, anyway, I'm quite eager to hear your terms.
On my advice, the Emperor has agreed to your proposal. The collection retains its sovereignty, but sits within draconian space. You shall enjoy our protection.
Oh, how nice.
Nobody knows what happened to the Mimsphere.
No. Not a very honorable way to play the game, was it? I mean, not something you'd want to own up to.
My government had nothing to do with it. The last of my troops will be gone by the end of today. I'll remain behind, if I may, with my administrative personnel, just to smooth over the transition.
You are very welcome as a guest. And we can release Bernice and Adrian.
It's already been done.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I shall have the agreements drawn up immediately. My life at your command.
I might hold you to that.
Braxiatel, you have my guarantee that we shall leave each other alone from now on, but I'd still like to know something, just to settle my curiosity.
What's that?
Well, I know it was you who spread the virus among us, and although you denied it, the things you told me about Summerfield encouraged me to believe that she was engineering the resistance.
I couldn't possibly comment on that.
Why, though? Why set Summerfield up as a target?
Well, kept you busy, didn't it? Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some business of my own to attend to.
Ambassador.
Hmm?
I was hoping to find you here. Did you...
Yes, we have somewhere in the new territories you can use. I'll contact you when it's available.
Ah, excellent.
Bernice.
When did you get back? Why didn't you come and see me?
I have work to do. I've only been back for a couple of hours.
I've only been out of jail for a couple of hours. We're all dreadfully worried about you.
I was fine. Whatever it was, my precious suit protected me from it. Joseph wasn't so lucky. He lost a lot of data he's reloading from his backups.
You don't know what hit the Mimsphere, then?
I'm not an expert on weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, just wondered. The Draconians aren't saying. Some secret stealth thing, I think. Even the boys here were surprised. Those sort of things scare me shitless.
Yes, me too.
What's that you're planting?
A common Liebeck creeper. It hasn't travelled well. It's suffered some vacuum damage.
Can you save it?
I hope so. It was unique to the Mimsphere.
And all the others are dead, I suppose?
Yes.
I heard you were collecting samples. Just think. If it wasn't for you, all those things would have been destroyed forever.
Yes. If it wasn't for me.
Hass!
I'll talk to you later, Hass.
Yes, please do.
Oh, don't bother thanking me for getting you out of prison, Bernice.
It was my pleasure. And my dear Hass, how good to see you. Well, that seemed to go very well, didn't it?
You got the result you wanted.
And the result that you wanted.
I only have your word for that. What have you told the Draconians?
Nothing. But the Ambassador knows I was involved. They're going to play along, and we're going to be left alone from now on. What are you telling people?
Nothing. I just wish...
I understand.
Do you feel the same way?
No. But I understand. Don't worry yourself about it. Things are going to be much better from now on. You can trust my word on that.